David Harris is an employment lawyer from Reading. Hi, David.
Hi, Andrew.
Thank you very much indeed for coming on. What does the law say about this? Because two things are coming into conflict here, aren't they? The needs of the business to restructure in some circumstances and genuinely close roles and make people redundant versus the needs of the individual not to have that happen while you're busy nursing a new baby.
Well, that's correct, Andrew. I think there's a balance to be drawn, but I think ultimately this new bill is a really positive development, and anything offering much needed additional protection to working mothers can be seen in that way. Because, I mean, to answer your question, the current legislation is not so current. So it's the maternity and paternity leave regs 1999, it's 20 years old now, and it does require a bit of updating.
So I was going to ask you about this, because you'll understand the detail of this. What Hester has just described, as far as I'm concerned, is breaking the law anyway. So changing the law won't necessarily stop companies not sticking to the law that already exists.
Well, Hester's situation is one where she was offered, by the sounds of things, what was supposedly deemed a suitable alternative position. So that's what the law currently says. It says that employees who are on maternity leave have this additional right to be offered a suitable alternative position rather than having to apply for one. So ordinarily people that are being made redundant have this option of applying with others for suitable positions. If an employee is on maternity leave, they have this right to be offered it in preference to other employees. But then the proposal under the new bill is to extend the period of time during which that will apply, and that's the principal proposal of it. So that will apply from the point at which the employee announces that she is pregnant to her employer, rather than just during the period that she's on maternity leave, and it will apply for 6 months after she returns to work.
Okay, so in other words, this change in the law is worth making, and you think it will make a difference?
I think it is worth making, because, I mean, what we see here at DPH Legal in Reading is that employers are often, they're still involved in disputes concerning pregnant employees. We act for individuals and for companies in relation to those disputes, and unfortunately employers continue to discriminate against female employees who are either about to go on maternity leave or have just finished their maternity leave period. So I think this change in the law will address that, because it won't be the case that employers can just effect a redundancy, a sham redundancy basically, just before maternity leave commences or just after it ends, with a view to pushing people out because they've got archaic views about whether working mothers should be at their companies. I mean, with some of the economies that are flourishing now, Germany and Japan, they have much more pro-employee legislation, and businesses are seeing the benefit of that, because they've got a happy bunch of staff and who are the well-being is much better.
Okay, David, thank you. David Harris is an employment lawyer. If you've got something to say about this, I'd love to hear from you.